Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I'm calling to say that I think that CNN has made a parody of the Paul campaign, and despite that fact, the GOP cannot win the presidency without Ron Paul supporters. I would say there will be a lot of Ron Paul write-ins, and ultimately, Obama's going to win the election again because the GOP cannot get behind him. The rest of the party can't get behind him because they depend on you, the media, to get the word out there, and you guys are simply not telling the truth or not giving him the support that he deserves.
There's Chris in Indiana. Chris thinks the news media is deliberately refusing to give Ron Paul the coverage he deserves. That still is an issue. Well, let's talk about it here in this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show, where politics is often king. From MSNBC, Chuck Todd here with political analysts Nick Sconfessori and Alex Wagner. They talk about Rick Santorum being treated as the big winner on Super Tuesday, even though Romney won twice as many states as Santorum did.
The headline today in the New York Times struck me, the final one, which was Santorum's strong night, was the second lead.
Right.
Fair lead? I mean, here, so the lead number one, Romney does what he has to do. Lead number two, Santorum strong?
I mean, you know, what happened towards the end of the night was those kind of late closes by Santorum, and all of a sudden the actual scoreboard, you know, was not quite the Romney sweep that I think some people were expecting. So what we have still with this primary, where you have kind of a dominant candidate who's not overwhelming, who's not hitting any knockout blows, and that's Mitt Romney, and Rick Santorum keeps on keeping on, you know, keeps on racking up delegates. As you say, the mat is not in his favor, but he can't be dismissed.
Seven states where he won more delegates.
Right.
He won the popular vote. He won a majority of all the delegates available against four other guys. Why isn't it a dominant night?
In some sense, the headline for Mitt Romney is always going to be Mitt Romney loses X state, instead of wins, you know, the seven
more
states.
More X's, right?
Right. I mean, and that's...
It is,
because you've got this ethos around him, this sentiment that he is somehow less than compelling. There's a lack of passion around him. That's not made up. That's not contrived. That's not a media affect. That's real. That's on the ground. I've seen it myself. And you have to imagine that he had a very harrowing night and a pretty good morning, right?
Right.
But going forward, he's got 3-4 weeks that are not going to be easy for him, with not great headlines, states he's not going to only lose, but probably not even come in second.
And then there's going to be potentially having to litigate health care in a way that hasn't been. Rick Santorum has been talking about this now for a week. He said it again yesterday. Let me play a clip for you, Alex.
It's one thing to defend a mandated top-down government-run health care program that you imposed on the people of your state. It's another thing to recommend and encourage the President of the United States to impose the same thing on the American people, and it's another thing yet to go out and tell the American public that you didn't do it.
See, Alex, this was, I think, the nightmare scenario for Romney, which was Santorum picked up on this meme late. He was just starting to get comfortable on how to attack Romney, and now he's got more time to do it.
Yes, and I think a lot of us were wondering why he hadn't been hitting, or anybody hadn't been hitting Romney.
It was,
you know, there's been some attention paid to Romney's statements in 2009 and beyond. These are not, as I said, you know, we've discussed this before, Chuck. This is not the great mind of Oppo research. This is clips of Mitt Romney on Meet the Press,
right,
on ABC, on CBS, really reversing position from everything he said in
this. Well, I assume the only person that doesn't read USA Today would be somebody from the New York Times. I have kids, but I mean, it is. Mitt Romney has this. Is it a message problem? I mean, is that ultimately?
It's a fundamental problem. The fundamental problem is Mitt Romney's crowning achievement as governor of Massachusetts looks an awful lot like Barack Obama's crowning achievement as president of the U.S. You can't get around that. You can argue over how close is it, how is it different, but that, you know, for a president who's so unpopular with the base of this party, and with Obamacare being a rallying cry for their party, it's just very devastating.
But you said he's so unpopular. I don't sense that he's unpopular. I think the base of the party is
Obamaism.
No,
Obama is. I think when it comes to Mitt Romney, the base is like, oh, he's a nice guy.
I think it's more,
maybe he'd be an okay neighbor.
I think it's deeper than that. You know, I mean, for all of the politicking we do around elections, voting is still a deeply personal experience for most people. And they go into a voting booth and they come out wanting to feel good about themselves. And I don't think they have identified yet what a vote for Romney means.
More on Super Tuesday next on the Countdown.
If you take a multivitamin but your needs have changed, now you can get more support to help keep your heart healthy
your energy up,
come on, Mom, let's go.
Your eyes sharp now and down the road, or to support a healthy pregnancy from conception to nursing. Introducing Centrum Specialist, multivitamins with all the benefits of Centrum, plus additional support for your heart, energy, vision, or prenatal needs. Find the Centrum Specialist that's right for you.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
I heard that I can use TurboTax for free.
That's true.
And if I have questions, I can call a tax expert?
That's also true.
Awesome. You guys are the best.
Yes, that's true as well.
Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
On my journey to help save people money on car insurance, people have been really surprised to learn that GEICO can also help with renter's insurance. They're even more surprised when I tell them it costs as little as $12 a month. But perhaps what's most surprising is that I still live with my mum. Yeah, I know, I really should start thinking about renting my own place. But then I'd have to get my own tea kettle, sofa, shower curtain, soap dish.
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish installed free. Plus HBO, Cinemax, Showtime, and Stars free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time off for prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Talk Radio Countdown Show, Doug Steffen here. We go to CNN for Soledad O'Brien's talk with former GOP candidate Tim Pawlenty. Pawlenty gives his reaction to all of this hoopla from Tuesday.
What'd you think last night? 10 states? Big picture? Give me your assessment.
Well, Soledad, when you're running in 10 states against 3 other competitors and you win 6 out of the 10 and do pretty well in the other 4, that's a pretty good night for Mitt Romney. He maintains the front-runner status. And when you look at the delegate count, he's got 3 times as many delegates as the next closest competitor. So his campaign's on a trajectory to the nomination.
So let's talk about a strategy, because, of course, the words that I was hearing at the beginning of the week was all about coalescing. And he got, you know, big endorsements, Coburn endorsed, Cantor endorsed. And yet when you actually look at the exit polling, you don't really see those conservatives coalescing as voters. Is that a problem?
Well, first of all, endorsements, of course, matter a little, but they don't matter a ton. And when you look at the big states that have had open primaries, the Florida, you look at Michigan, Ohio last night, Mitt Romney does very well. He wins those states. In fact, he's won in every region of the country for a number of reasons. One, he's most likely to beat Barack Obama, and that's not just spin. That's what the numbers show. 2, he's got the best message and experience on the private sector economy, not having spent his whole life in government. 3, he's not Washington, D.C. like Newt Gingrich or Rick Santorum. They've spent their whole life in Washington, D.C. or in parasitic relationship with it. And if the problem is Washington, D.C., then you need to send somebody from outside of Washington, D.C. to fix it. That's Mitt Romney. I think those are some of the reasons he's doing well and is going to be the nominee.
Can I add a number 4? He's got just googobs of money. So let's add that to number 4. And that would bring you to the question, then, why is he not further ahead? Why was Ohio just a squeaker
Well, a few weeks ago, he was double digits down in Ohio. So the fact that he closed that gap in a few weeks and won, I think, is a testament to the fact that he's got resilience and strength and momentum. So I don't look at Ohio and say, what a disappointment. I look at Ohio and say, my goodness, what a positive result. He was 14 points down about 3 weeks ago, according to one poll, and to win it last night was remarkable. It's a four-way race. You're not going to be coronated in a tough-fought four-way race. You got to go out and earn every vote. He's doing that. And I think you look at those numbers, and a reasonable person would conclude he's the best candidate.
Here's radio host Kerry Dozier and Chuck Powell. They talk about Mitt Romney winning 6 out of the 10 states on Super Tuesday while still being treated as if he may be the day's biggest loser.
I watched John King move states around and listen to you guys hash it out. The one thing that I came away with was that Mitt Romney is the only guy that I can think of who can win 6 out of 10 states and still be the biggest loser of the evening.
How did you reach that conclusion?
Because, my God, you have more money than the rest of the nation combined.
Wait.
You've spent more... Mitt Romney, have more money than all of the other candidates combined. You've been running for president, legitimately running, you said since birth, but
right.
Realistically running for president for 8 years, and you can't win Ohio dominantly. The only reason you came away, Mitt Romney, with Ohio is because Cleveland, the suburbs to the east, and Cincinnati voted for you. The rest of the state thumbed their nose in your direction and voted for Rick Santorum,
hey,
Bible in hand.
There's some troubling signs out there. And look, I think that there is, should be a lot of concern for the Republican Party as to why Mitt Romney cannot pull away. I'm with you there.
Mm.
Nevertheless, he did win 6 out of 10 states last night. He did take the all-important, even if it was by a slight margin, the all-important Ohio, which, according to the pundits, is necessary.
Yeah.
So he gets Ohio, a swing state, and he doubled his delegate count last night. So I think it was still a good night for Mitt Romney. Could it have been potentially disastrous had he lost Ohio? Or look, there are signs out there. I mean, Virginia, for example, there were only 2 people on the ballot,
right.
And yet Ron Paul got 41% of the vote. That
yeah.
is not a 41% of Virginians love Ron Paul.
No.
That is about 7% of Virginians love Ron Paul, and 34% will not vote for Mitt Romney.
Under any circumstances, there were many counties in Ohio, legislative districts, rather, which encompassed a couple of counties, where Rick Santorum wasn't on the ballot because his campaign organization was so weak that they didn't file the proper paperwork. Yet Mitt Romney has the beast. Hey, he is the Texas of campaign organization. So, of course, he's qualified. Everywhere he goes, he's uber qualified. He has more money than everybody. And yet, he still wins by, like, 3 people. 3 Ohioans more decided they wanted him.
But all he has to do is win the nomination. And he went a long way last night toward winning the nomination. Now, as of right now, he's not even on pace. He's not on pace to qualify under the delegate count,
right.
Which is a little disturbing.
Yeah.
But all he has to do is wrap up the nomination. Because believe me, even though there are a lot of Republicans out there that don't like Mitt Romney and don't want him to win, they are going to rally around him once the election against Obama comes around. Because as much as they don't like Mitt Romney, they absolutely hate the incumbent president. So, you know what? Even though there are warning signs out there, there's some frustration, disappointment. Nevertheless, I still think it was a good night. I don't think he was the loser last night.
Well, I just, you know, he says all the right things. He's smiling up there.
By design.
Right. I know. He holds his finger out, tests the wind, and decides what to say. His stance with his wife, everything looks great. But I think inside his head he's going, wait a minute. I'm doing everything I'm supposed to be doing. I've raised all the money. I have the campaign in place. I have all the right people. I have all the right... Please come vote for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yet in Virginia, as you point out, 41% of the people vote for Ron Paul. What gives? Why is it anybody but Mitt?
Want to hear more about what happened and what the speculation is on lots of talk radio programs around the country? We'll get some more on the Countdown Show in a moment.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and 4 other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus, to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstampad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Review, discussion about GOP race. Man, is this stuff getting old. Here are hosts Brad Shepard and Bo Sullivan with another political analyst. This guy's name is Tony Signoli. Signoli says that Super Tuesday was the beginning of the end for some of the candidates.
Was it make or break, or what happened yesterday? Let's start.
It begins to be the make or break. Very, very well said. You can analyze what happened yesterday a million ways to Sunday, but one of the biggest pieces, sure, Romney grabbed 6 states, Santorum grabbed 3, but if there was ever a place for Rick Santorum to really, really stake out, you know, his claim, it was in Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
And his voice and his message in Ohio kept changing every few days, whereas Mitt Romney's didn't. Sure, Santorum had him by 15, 16 points. Gosh, just 8 or 9 days ago. Romney made up that difference. Some will say he did it with negative advertising, but he stayed on message. Economy, economy, economy. And every one of these states, as you take a look at who actually voted yesterday, whether they were conservative, evangelical, Catholic, you start breaking all those groups down, all of them are still saying one thing. It's about the economy.
There it is again.
Yeah, it's the economy, the economy, the economy. And then the other piece, they'll say, I might like Rick Santorum better. I might really dig him on those social issues or whatever. Or I love Newt, you know, for his longstanding or a conservative Republican fire. But who can beat Barack Obama? 44% of everyone that came out yesterday, whether it was a state that went for Santorum or even in Gingrich's, you know, a phenomenal victory in Georgia back at home, they all said the same thing. Who can beat Barack Obama? Mm-hmm. That's the person we got to put there.
I just saw that stat, even in Georgia, where Newt won, they said, no, Romney's the one that'll beat Obama, though.
If it's possible.
Thank you. That's the piece.
But, and then there's the piece that we talked about the other day, the fact that, the waters got muddied in the popular discourse in the last few weeks about all the social issues. Yeah. We had this conversation, this doesn't originate with me, but I was saying that we're off kilter here. We're not talking about how to put this country back to work. We're not talking about the fact that we're arguing about what we're going to buy and pay for against the backdrop of no money. We're not talking about that. We're talking about abortion. We're talking about birth control.
Yeah.
We're talking about same-sex marriage and all these other things that are fine for a palm of your day.
Yeah.
But not now.
Yeah.
Now, you notice that Tony just said it, you know, you shift back to that it's the economy stupid thinking.
Absolutely.
And look what happens. Romney prevails.
Yeah.
Right.
He prevails even with those folks who voted with for others yesterday saying that, you know, today is my day here in Tennessee or in North Dakota, and I'm going to vote for Santorum, and I'm going to support him on some of these issues and whatnot. But the bottom line was when time comes, it's going to be Romney. It's an affair conflict. They believe that Romney is going to be the nominee.
Talk radio callers now. Let's listen to a few who have already called in.
I think the American people need to vote for Gingrich. I've listened to all the candidates. I personally think Gingrich is a very smart man compared to the others. I think the American people are being misled by the hype by the other candidates.
I think Newt Gingrich needs to get out because he can only win in Georgia and his surrounding states. and he's taking votes from Santorum, the only candidate that can beat Mitt Romney. I think that also Mitt Romney is winning states only by 35%. There's very few states that he wins with 50 or 40% of the vote, as the guy from the hotline suggested. So I really hope that Newt Gingrich does the right thing for the conservative movement and drop out.
I think Rick Santorum ought to drop out. I think Ron Paul is a joke. I think he shouldn't even run. Newt Gingrich has been there since 1994 with Reagan and all of the others. He's hit with everything else. I think he's the only one that's got sense enough to know actually what to do.
I was originally a Bachman supporter, and, you know, the only person who really can bring in the social conservatives is Rick Santorum. Newt Gingrich says that, you know, he doesn't want the Massachusetts moderate. And if he's serious about that, then he will throw his support behind Rick Santorum. But unfortunately, he's just in it for himself. So Gingrich supporters need to wake up and say, if we want a conservative to lead the charge against Barack Obama's big spending, big government, anti-religion plans, then Santorum is the only valid alternative.
More calls on the candidates and the presidential race on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. As you try us, get in the queue now. 800-510-TALK is the number.
Most of the time, I brought it on myself. But who could resist the perfect burger? I promised my tummy, never again. My tummy replied, embarrassing. Then I found Digestive Advantage. It's a supplement.
Shift Digestive Advantage dual-action formulas immediately begin to target your digestive needs.
My tummy liked that.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
My tummy loved that.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage, with formulas for gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support.
The war had been gone for 2 years, and I got the calling. I got the calling to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush this aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
Last week, the world premiere of Awake thrilled millions, and critics call Awake the best new show of the season.
Your mind created an entire reality that your wife survived in one and your son in the other.
Tonight, the story of one man in two dreams continues.
He's a man that I am monitoring very closely. If he becomes a liability, I will handle him in my own way.
Experience the most original show of 2012. Awake, tonight at 10, 9 central on NBC.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
IRS. The three most dreaded letters of the alphabet. If you owe back taxes, have unfiled tax returns, are receiving threatening letters, or have IRS agents coming to your home or place of business, you need an experienced IRS agent fighting on your side. Call the Tax Relief Division of the Law Offices of Craig Zimmerman at 800-342-8068. Spearheaded by a former IRS agent, we know how to negotiate a reduction in the tax you owe, stop wage garnishments, lift bank levies, and negotiate an affordable repayment plan. With 17 years as a practicing attorney and an A-plus Better Business rating, we'll get the IRS off your back once and for all. In fact, recently, when an IRS employee had a tax problem, she called us. Stop being afraid and call right now for your free consultation at 800-342-8068. The phone call is free and there's no obligation, so call 800-342-8068. Again, that's 800-342-8068. Actual results based on individual client circumstances.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally. Instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer, localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life, but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit delivered to your door for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com, spelled FlowJack.com. Be sure to spell FlowJack.com or call 855-4-FlowJack. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
Yes, coast to coast, border to border. It is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Check out the results of polls and some of the discussions at DougStephan.com. We're discussing right now the people who are running in various ways, shapes, and forms. They still have support. So I guess that we are looking for what I'm looking for, maybe what some of the folks who are listening to the program are looking for, or listening for, is what you think about these candidates at this point in time. All right? Be it Newt Gingrich, Mitt Romney, Ron Paul, Mr. Santorum, Ron Santorum? Okay, Ron Santorum. 800-510-8255. Larry in Kentucky. Say it again, Doug. There it is. Larry in Kentucky, what do you think?
These people are looking at everything. Run has got the money to back him, and all these others are having to fight to get it. Newt Gingrich has been there. He's done it. He was Speaker of the House and everything. I think they ought to back off and look at him because he knows what he's doing, and I believe he can beat Obama in the election. Rick Santorum just doesn't show me anything. He gets off on different schedules, but he doesn't come up with the right plan for me.
All right, sir. You may be in the minority there, but you have your thoughts and you've expressed them, and that's swell. 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. The urge from Republican Rick Santorum, probably Ron's brother, urging those of you who say you're a conservative not to yield, telling his supporters that they could make the GOP presidential contest a two-man race if they deliver him a victory next week and offer an embarrassing loss to Newt Gingrich. Santorum and Gingrich have been competing to emerge as the front-runner for the chief rival status of Mitt Romney, yet they continue to split the party's right-leaning bloc. The division has allowed Romney to shore up delegates and momentum. Six of the 10 states that weighed in on Super Tuesday, he's got that. Santorum got three, and Gingrich got one. So why do you think the news media makes Santorum out to be this big winner and Romney, who won most of the states, out to be kind of a loser? Why do you think that is? 800-510-8255. Shirley's in Pennsylvania. Go ahead, ma'am.
Okay. I believe that Newt Gingrich and Ron Paul both need to get out of the race now because the writing's on the wall. Those two are pretty much done. Now the race is between Santorum and Mitt Romney. The way I hear it, Mitt Romney, first of all, has this health care in his state that he put into place. Then, now I'm hearing that he also helped out with the Obamacare. Then he goes on to say and looks right in the camera and says, well, when I'm president, I'm going to repeal, that we're going to get rid of the Obamacare. That's what he keeps saying. He lies. Why would people vote for this man? He does not connect with the working class of people. He doesn't know what it's all about to go out and to earn a real paycheck and to have to balance a budget. We need to start thinking here, who's really for us?
Ma'am, do you know how silly you sound? He doesn't know what it's like to make a pay. He knows because he's had not only thousands of people working for him in various companies. He has followed, if you lived in Massachusetts, as I have, and people say, oh, he's that liberal from Massachusetts because you live in Massachusetts, you're a liberal. That's more foolishness, more things that are assumed. There are a lot of angry people, and I think, Shirley, you're one of them. You like your man Santorum, that's swell, vote for him. But and the fact that we've got the fact, there's that word, that dicey word, fact, that you don't have your facts right. It's what you believe, what you think, what you sense. That's what helps people make up their mind. Doesn't necessarily mean you're right, but it's how you feel. Many of the statements you made, let me just leave it at this, were erroneous, okay? 800-510-8255. Let's see. Paula is in Maine, and she's talking, or would like to talk to us about Mitt Romney.
I understand Mitt Romney. I've met him. I've looked in his soul through his eyes. He does connect with people. He connects with my family. He connects with everybody that we talk to that has met him. I think maybe he gets a raw deal, especially because of all the bashing. Mitt Romney has some really good points, and I think if people stop for a minute and really analyze some of the good things this man has done instead of all the bad things. We look at the records of the other two folks, Newt Gingrich, Ron Paul, the sweet little man, I love him. But we look at the other two, Newt Gingrich, we look at Santorum, and I look at their records. I look at their records. I see what they've done in Washington, D.C. Mitt Romney is an accomplished business person.
He also ran the Olympics in a great job. Anything he's managed. And this is the key to it, maybe. Maybe it isn't for you. But the key for a lot of people is his management ability to make things run. The trains run on time when he's involved. 800-510-8255. Paula sort of echoed what I think, but that doesn't mean that has to be what you think. You think what you want to think and express yourself accordingly. Jeff in Indiana, we'll hear from you now, sir.
I'm a Santorum supporter. I have been through the entire race. I think the other two guys are hindering the race. I think maybe if one of them was getting behind one and one was getting behind the other, or both of them were getting behind one of them, it'd be a lot more competitive and more. And there's votes out there that are being casted for Gingrich and Paul, and God bless them for doing it. But I think it would be a much better, a much better set, you know. It'd be more fair.
It would be more fair. All right. 800-510-8255. I am making some comments about some of the things that you folks are saying, because I think if nothing else, it stimulates others to think and to call. And that's what we're interested in here. Paul in Arkansas. Okay, you're on.
Ron Paul is the only candidate that will bring about real change. By the way, I guess you people know, the Patriot Act took away our Fourth Amendment rights, and the recent National Defense Authorization Act took away our right to due process of law, and the president can order anybody to be arrested and held indefinitely, and he's the only one that has come out against that. And also, he would legalize marijuana, and if we legalize marijuana, they would bring in thousands of jobs. Also, the hemp version of marijuana could be used to make diesel fuel and to make plastic, which would take out 20% of your oil right there, okay? And that would take away a lot of our dependency on foreign oil right there. And the hemp version plastic would deteriorate and biodegrade in a few years instead of 20 years like the oil version.
800-510-8255. Mitt Romney's campaign feeling mighty confident yesterday following the win in the six super states. Romney's Boston-based campaign said it would take an act of God for any other candidate beside Romney to snag the nomination. And so he goes back and continues to underscore Ohio's win over Santorum and the win in Virginia and Massachusetts and Vermont and Idaho and Alaska. In comparison, Santorum had three wins, Tennessee, Oklahoma, and North Dakota. Romney has 65% of the available delegates from Super Tuesday. His total, now the numbers are different depending on who you talk to. I'm looking at two or three different numbers. One of them is 339, one of them is 400 and something, but he needs 1,144 to secure the nomination. 800-510-8255. Here's Rick, who probably wants to underscore this because I'm making an assumption here, and assumptions make you, what does it say, an ass out of you and me. The assumption is that you, Rick, like Mitt Romney.
Mitt Romney, just by the simple fact that he was able to get a vote, get elected here in the Socialist Commonwealth of Massachusetts, should indicate that he's able to work across the aisles. My biggest problem with Rick Santorum is, based on some of his comments, he wants to have go toward the theocratic rule in this country. There's supposed to be a separation of church and state, and he wants to bring the church into the government. Now, if he was asked if he wanted the government involved in his church, he would say absolutely not. So I don't understand why he wants to bring his brand of religion into our government.
All right, so Rick feels that Romney's the only candidate that's able to work across the state lines, if you will, or across the aisle, and his cat sounds like he agrees with him. 800-510-8255 at 17 before the hour. This is the Talk Radio Review.
Studies show ginkgo biloba improves ankle health.
Make beta-carotene your go-to hydrocarbon.
It's all about the rival.
Cauliflower.
Overwhelmed by having to make smart nutritional choices? Then leave it to Centrum to help you choose. Centrum Complete Multivitamins give you the multiple benefits that matter most to you, like energy, immunity, and metabolism. With Centrum, taking care of your nutrition couldn't be simpler. And now visit newnutritionpossible.com to find the multivitamin and supplement combination that's right for you.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish installed free. Plus HBO, Cinemax, Showtime, and Stars free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time off for prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
When your digestion is out of sync with your life, everything feels off. Digestive issues can leave you twisted up. Count on Sustanex Advanced Probiotic to help. Sustanex survives better than other probiotics to deliver good bacteria where you need it for healthy digestion, so you can get back to feeling like yourself. Shift Sustanex Advanced Probiotic. Feel good, inside and out.
Hello, State Farm.
Hi, can I bundle my auto, home, and life policies together at State Farm?
You could save hundreds, and you can deal with just one State Farm agent.
Just one?
Just me.
I won't be bandied off to some bungling bargain basement bailiwick in East Bumstumble?
Nope, only me.
No BS, no baloney, and no ballyhooed bundling bunkum?
Believe it.
No matter how many policies you have, it can all stay with one State Farm agent.
Bless you.
Better.
Beyond better. Bye.
Bye.
Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM today.
Referrals. Simple word, right? To a small business, referrals are solid gold. So how do you stir them up? Email marketing from ConstantContact.com. With Constant Contact, you get easy-to-use templates to showcase your business with photos and coupons. And best of all, it's easy for your customers to pass them along to others. In other words, help you generate the almighty referral. Plans as low as $15 a month. Get your free 60-day trial at ConstantContact.com. And let the referrals begin.
800-510-8255. Rick Santorum was in a small business establishment, was talking about this idea of a two-person race. He says that the folks in Mississippi can change all of this. He was in Jackson, Mississippi. Those of you who were there, anybody go to that rally? He said, quote, if we nominate a conservative to the presidency, we'll win this election. Now, Gingrich, there are sort of interesting things coming out of the Gingrich campaign. It's not clear that he would immediately drop out if he were defeated in Mississippi and Alabama, and that vote is next Tuesday, the 13th. However, one of the spokespeople for Gingrich said to reporters that he has to win both of those states, Mississippi and Alabama, in order to justify his staying in the race. Gingrich, I think, canceled a trip to Kansas, where Santorum was visiting yesterday. I said he would go back toward the weekend. So, what do you think? 800-510-8255. Should Newt Gingrich get out of the race? And why all the attention to the right wing of the party when it's clear that when extremists, interesting, because John Kerry was the nominee, some people thought the sacrificial nominee, running for president against George Bush. Nobody really even paid much attention to him. He had some interesting things, important things to say. The news media and some people that wanted to distort his record and his campaign kind of chiseled, cheated people out of a good discussion because of the distractions of some things that came up about his past. But we have the left, which is some people on the left are really extreme. We have some people on the right who are really extreme. And you wonder with the competitors for the nomination here engaged in all this intriguing and unexpected debate over the dangers of capitalism's creative destruction, is it appropriate to explore what the right gets right? What insights, what principles, what analysis does the right have to offer that liberals, certain people in the Democratic Party, might want to take into account? I would ask that question of you. If given a free hand, how would those on the right deal with the unemployed, those dependent on government benefits, and you know some of the other things, the losers in the new economy, those who have been hurt by corporate restructuring, globalization, the decline in manufacturing? What do you think? 800-510-8255. Do you have an answer to that would be my question. Here's Mark in Kentucky.
You know, when you have Romney here and he's spending so much money, look, if it was the same money across the board, I think Romney would probably finish third. And when he goes up against Obama, he's going to, you know, Obama's going to have more money than him. They're going to have more funds for looking into his background. However, I feel I have to vote for Romney because he is the going to apparently be the winner, and I would only vote for him just to kind of get his numbers up. But, boy, it's really looking grim here for us. I think the best thing we can hope for is a contested convention.
All right, let's talk a little about President Obama in the mix here. And those of you who want to talk about him, stand by.
I need cash now to pay my bills.
Then visit 800USAMoney.com or call 800USAMoney now.
What?
Get a cash loan now. Use your valuables to get a confidential loan without credit. You don't have to sell your valuable jewelry, watches, cameras, designer bags, all those valuables in your drawers, closets, and attic. Use your valuables to get a confidential loan now.
Is this safe? Legal?
800-USA-Money and 800USAMoney.com are governed by the Truth in Lending Act, the Bank Secrecy Act, and we've served more than 20,000 customers for 90 years.
Get a confidential loan on my valuables? How can I learn more?
Visit 800USAMoney.com or call 800USAMoney. Don't suffer. Get the maximum confidential loan using your valuables now with no credit needed. Visit 800USAMoney.com or call 800USAMoney.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. We're talking about the right and the left, the candidates that represent those points of view. Your thoughts on whoever it is that you like best. Linda, you like Santorum. Why?
I do. Well, first of all, I think for the good of the country, Newt and Ron Paul need to step down and back Santorum. You realize Newt didn't even win that big of a percentage.
Why do they need to do that?
Well, Newt didn't even win that big a percentage in his own home state.
Yeah, but you said they need to. They don't need to do anything. They can do what they want, can't they?
Well, for the if they want us to beat Obama, they need to step down and because they're splitting the vote. Ron Paul's foreign policy is pretty much like Obama's. I mean, he's not pro-Israel and so on. I think Santorum has been outspent by about 8-1. And I like Mitt Romney. Don't get me wrong. I like him. I like his wife. I think they're wonderful. But because I do a lot of reading, I know that the Obama people are hoping that he's going to win because they are prepared to attack his religion, Mormonism, the strange underwear they wear, everything about him. They're going to use Romney Care against him, and they are prepared for him to win, and they're going to blow him out of the water. I do believe Santorum can beat Obama with all my heart. I believe that.
Got it, Linda. Okay. So, Jeff, what do you have to say to Linda?
Extremists on either side doesn't have much chance in a general election. Right now, we're mostly party members and the extreme factions try to put their candidate in, and yes, they all have good ideas, but when you go to extremes in any direction, it's not going to meet the demands of the general population.
All right, so just to play devil's advocate for a second here, extremists, we don't think that extremists win, but Jimmy Carter was an extremist, and he won. How do you explain? Why did Jimmy Carter win in 1976?
Because of the economic situation in America at the time. We had started destroying the middle class, and they were looking for a change. That's how Obama got in. He was promoting change, 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 and nothing changed.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to have to change.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Got it. Thank you. One side and then the other side. That's what the Talk Radio Countdown Show is all about. Appreciate your call, Jeff. How about Dan in Cross Plains, Texas? What do you think we ought to be thinking about here when it comes to issues and or candidates, Dan?
Well, I was listening to you. You said, did we have any answers? And I would have a 10% tax across the board. We've got 49% of our population that don't pay any income tax. We get they still on the take. On that 10%, I would have it included in our SSI, Social Security, and all federal pensions, such as VA and so forth. On the work form, I believe in drilling, all the drilling that we need to bring the price of oil down. We have more oil than any other nation in the world with the Bakken Field find, with the North Shore of Alaska, with also the shores of California, which are untouchable in California. You just can't touch it, but there's tons of oil there. It even washes up on the beaches. And I believe this would go a long way for alleviating the situation we're in financially for the lack of jobs that we have. It would put the auspices on everybody contributing their fair share, as our current president likes to say. And it would bring us into a situation of where we have just 10% charge on our income, regardless of what we make. Right. The rest of the money, we could have our 10% tithing to our God if we chose to do so. And if not, then you'd have 90% that you could use for your own self and your own welfare.
All right, sir. Thank you. 800-510-8255. You might want to check out, those of you who want an answer to that question that I posed about the right, go to the Heritage Foundation's website, and there are a number of links there to papers and presentations that they've made that will help you understand perhaps their answer to the question. Here's Tom in Minnesota.
I got a problem with that delegate count. I think it's when the media reports it, it's kind of misleading, because a lot of those delegates, especially like in Maine and Iowa, Minnesota and Nevada, you don't know who they're you know, in those caucuses. They get to vote for who they want. I think it's an attempt to probably discourage and mislead a lot of voters from thinking that, you know, Ron Paul doesn't have a chance. In actuality, I think he has the bulk of those delegates. I've been following this closely. I'm a delegate myself. And I think that he's doing a lot better position-wise within these certain states as far as having representation. And one more other thing, too. You know, they talk about Mitt Romney is like good on business or something. Well, I'd be an economic genius, too, if I only paid 13% income tax.
All right, there they are, the comments, wrapping up on the countdown.